Uber Eats put out a report of the things most often requested. Now, let me narrow your thinking a little bit, because you might be thinking like, oh, hamburgers, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know what you're thinking, but these are requests that are like in addition to.
Oh, so leave it on the, you know, porch or whatever, come to the side door, stuff like that.
Yes, sort of like that. But things, it's ways you'd request when you're ordering food. Like, hey, could I get this pizza without any pepperoni? Oh,
okay. Yeah, or could I get this
no sauce.
Extra spicy?
Yes. So what are those types? What are the top things people request when it comes to those? Like in the notes, like no blank. For example, no jalapenos is one of the ones that's in the top 10.
Okay.
Any ideas?
No onions.
No onions would be a big one.
No onions is number one.
Yeah.
No
that's
mushrooms.
The battle most people want. No onions. Dressing on the side is second.
Okay.
No pickles.
No pickles isn't on there.
What about no mushrooms?
No mushrooms isn't on there. No okay. lettuce. Extra gravy. That says a lot about us as a people.
Extra gravy.
Yeah, you gotta say it like that.
Extra gravy.
Extra gravy.
Extra soy sauce. Spicy sauce on the side. No lettuce. And no slaw.
Yeah, keep the slaw. Why do people keep giving us that?
Okay, I have the
coleslaw.
One, two, three, four, five. I have the top five most ordered items. If I were guessing, so this is all menu items from all restaurants combined. Top five most ordered items. I would have had no chance at getting four of these.
Pad Thai.
That's number three.
I know. I order it all the time.
I'm super impressed.
If that's what I'm getting on a food delivery app, if I'm getting on a food delivery app, it's because I want Pad Thai.
Huh.
And the place that I go and get it from is like a 20-minute drive, so it's just easier.
Yeah. All right, that's the third most ordered food item. What else?
Fried rice.
I mean, I would have said like pizza or burgers or something.
Pizza or burgers, not on there.
Tacos.
Nope.
Sushi.
Nope.
Quesadillas.
Nope.
Milkshakes.
Negative.
Curry.
I'm thinking like drunk. Yeah, fries.
French fries is number one.
Ooh,
because it comes with like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, but French fries on a food delivery order are always soggy.
They are, but I'm thinking in terms of like if you're going to be drunk ordering it, you don't care.
True.
Can someone create a vented roof for fries in styrofoam or cardboard? Because all that you got to do is let some of that condensation out.
Yeah. I don't know. I always have my oven preheating if I'm getting stuff like that, and then I throw it in my oven.
Throw it in there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The big brain move there.
Man, I just don't care for soggy stuff.
All right, what else?
Always use the oven.
What about like desserts, like cookies or no?
Mm. I'm going to have to give it to you. Number five, California roll. Is that sushi?
That's sushi.
Okay, as I just started to read that, I went, bet that's sushi.
Yeah, it's barely sushi, but it's sushi.
Yeah.
Number four is miso soup.
Oh, I love miso soup. Yum.
Now, number two, it must be a cultural thing. That's so far off my radar. Garlic naan.
Oh yes, garlic naan.
So
delicious.
Good.
I don't know
what is naan? Indian food.
Oh, naan is like, imagine pita bread, but not as like thick and doughy.
Okay.
It's going to have more air pockets in it. And then it's intentionally charred just a little bit. So you've got burnt crisps on it.
It's amazing.
But it's perfect. Perfect with Indian food. Okay. You just like pile on your rice and any of the sauces with your food and just. Dive
it's
in.
Basically
I knew I had heard of it before because like NAAN or something.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
It's basically the utensil if you're eating Indian food.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man.
Like you're using
like a tortilla chip kind of Mexican
food. Exactly.
Yes.
You're using it to scoop up
the rest of the nachos
and clean your plate.
And when it's nice and warm, it always comes like wrapped in tinfoil too, so it holds its heat when it gets delivered. If you can get onion naan's also real good.
Most popular food delivery combos. Burrito bowls with cheese, French fries with salt, chicken sandwiches with lettuce, cheeseburgers with mustard, and wings with ranch.
French fries with salt is not a combo.
No, that's obvious.
No, it should have salt, and if it doesn't, who doesn't have salt at home?
That's like ordering a sandwich with bread. No, they go together.
How it is.
These are the most unexpected food combos that have been requested. I will give you one of the two items. You guess the second one.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Steak with?
Eggs.
Nope. No, it's unusual.
Potatoes.
It's something you would put this person wanted on the steak. But it's not anything you would ever think to put on steak.
Steak with avocado.
No.
Spaghetti.
Nope.
Ketchup?
Nope.
Popcorn.
Mustard.
Popcorn? No. It's sweet.
More steak.
No.
Chocolate.
Nope.
Cookie. Ice cream.
It's. I think of it as a morning thing, but it's not.
Orange juice.
Pancake.
Nope.
Waffle. Pop-Tart.
Syrup.
Steak with jelly.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Jelly.
Cottage cheese with?
Pineapple.
No, it's uncommon. I think people
cottage
do that.
Cheese
oh, yeah.
With steak.
Nope.
Cottage
it's
cheese.
A condiment.
Or
ketchup?
Mustard.
Mustard.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, those can smish into
two
one another.
It's
condensed
all right.
Milk with?
Coffee?
Blank.
Condensed
nope.
Milk.
Oh, yeah, because it's not supposed to make sense.
Who's ordering condensed milk?
Kelly is struggling with the it doesn't make sense.
I don't like it.
Pizza with cheese.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Condensed milk with garlic naan.
No, but I mean.
Bread?
Nope, not bread.
Miso soup.
Nope.
California roll.
It's a very popular side and also ingredient. Condensed milk with avocado.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
Maybe they're making
what do
like
you
a
do
creamy
with,
avocado or something.
Do you just, whip it?
I don't
or do
know.
Do you dip it? Do you whip it or dip it?
I haven't the faintest idea. Well, I've never used condensed milk for anything, so.
I've used it in, baking pumpkin pies.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I'm going to give you this one because there's literally no chance you could ever guess. Like, no chance.
Let us try.
Okay. Pasta sauce strewn over blank.
Spaghetti. I meant to say ice cream. I'm not good at this, improvising.
Awful.
No.
What a wacky combo that would be.
Oh, my God. What are you, crazy?
Pasta sauce with spaghetti.
I'm in ice cream. Cheesecake.
No.
I just don't like combining these things.
It's a weird blockage you have, though.
Yeah, yeah.
peanut butter
it's
and jelly.
It's something that goes in the gas tank of a car. Gasoline. No, it's something you wouldn't put in there. Oh, gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Steve?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Negative.
Tacos.
Pasta sauce strewn over. I don't even, this isn't a food for most people.
But it is, you do consume it?
Some people do, I guess. I would think fish would eat it.
Seaweed.
Worms.
Pasta sauce over seaweed.
Oh, man, I like seaweed.
See? Weirdo food.
That is weirdo food. It
basically tastes like spinach.
Yeah,
it's like it tastes like really, it tastes like the sea, actually.
Yeah, no thanks.
It tastes like grass from the sea, like weeds.
Seagrass.
Yeah, like weeds,
from
the
sea.
Weird.
You think that's where they came up with the name?
The other one was butter on pickled onions. That's probably, it sounds gross.
I don't know. I
don't like anything that starts with pickled.
Most common paired food with booze, ribeye and vodka, cheeseburgers and frozen margarita, chicken and pina coladas.
I'm sorry, cheeseburger and frozen margaritas? That is not a common.
It is the most common.
They're lying.
According to what people order, it's the most commonly ordered one. One cheeseburger and a margarita, please. A frozen margarita.
Yeah, well, people like their margaritas.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Sounds
fine.
It's fine.
People love lobster tails with apple whiskey.
Okay.
And tamales and daiquiris.
That is tamales and margaritas and burgers and daiquiris. Then the world makes sense. This mumbo jumbo you're
ribeye and vodka
to me right now. Yeah, a ribeye and vodka. No, ribeye and red wine. What is happening? Did a 12-year-old come up with this?
Probably.
Not that much different than a margarita.
Oh, my God.
These are the strangest special requests.
Different alcohols completely.
People included.
Yeah, but fruity.
Strangest requests people included in, the notes. Quote, make it super, super hot, fire spicy, ellipsis. Make me cry hot. Ellipsis.
Make me
hurt now and later from my butt.
Yeah, I wanted to burn twice.
Make me cry hot. And later from my butt.
The Indian restaurant here that's right around the corner, it's super good. Whenever we order to go, I always want to get it super, super hot. And one of their employees I picked it up one time. I was like, man, last time it wasn't like hot at all. Do I need to put anything on here? When I call, do I need to say anything? And he goes, tell them you want it Indian hot. And I was like, that sounds racist.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm supposed to say that. And he goes, nope, it's not. You're allowed to say, yeah, I would like for it to be Indian hot, please. Mm-hmm. So now when I order food, I put Indian hot, and then I always put the employee's name. I'm like, he told me to say that.
Yeah. I'd be like,
you see my white girl picture with my thumbs up on my Uber Eats app? And you're like, no, I'm going to spit in her food.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
But India is a country. The people who live there are Indians. Their food is hot. India.
I know.
Yeah, why would that be a problem?
I don't know. Everybody's just so sensitive these days. I got to be careful.
This one, a request. Please fry my chicken very hard. Make it very crispy hard. Almost burned.
Yeah, I do request crispy fries or burnt fries.
Please put sauce on everything. I mean, drown my food with that amazing nectar sauce you have.
Mm.
Yeah, well, if somebody has amazing nectar sauce, I guess I get it.
And this one. I have braces. It's difficult for me to chew. Please chop my salad and all ingredients into the smallest pieces possible.
Oh, no.
No, you got to do that yourself.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, making smaller pieces isn't going to ease the problem with it getting in your braces,
right?
You dummy, you're just making it gross.
You're making it harder for them to do their job.
Yeah.
Well, think about that the next time you order.
I will.
No onions. That should just be standard. You should have to ask to add onions.
Yes.
Agreed. That'd be the way to go.
No, that's a hot if take you don't right like there. Onions, yeah, your taste buds are of children.
I like the
you're a 10-year-old.
I like the flavor of onions. I just don't like the stringiness and
I don't like it if they put big chunks of onion.
Oh my god.
Can you get onion rings without onions on the inside? Because those circles look so good until you bite into it and a wet worm falls out.
If you get good onion rings, you can take just a small section out and then slide it right out of there.
Oh,
does it still taste like onion though?
It has an onion leaf flavor, yes.
Can you make those rings without an onion in it?
Sure.
Yeah, you use a rubber band.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they call those mozzarella sticks, honestly.
Oh, I like those.
Why don't they make mozzarella sticks in circles like onion rings and just call them mozzarella rings? We're going to make those. The way
I think
you're
it would
at
be
me.
A big seller. I know it's stupid, but people like eating circles.
Yeah.
Would donuts be popular if they were just a line? Yes.
Yes.
Because they're delicious.
They're
terrible example.
Yeah.
Or
they exist in so many forms.
Yeah. Uh-huh.